Here we go, it goes.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here again another week. And I'm really, really looking forward to the show. To everybody out there, happy, happy new year. We're just in our first week of 2017. Just unbelievable. And looking forward to what's going to happen. New president, new changes. Lots of changes are on the horizon. And if you're listening to it out of the U.S., of course, you're up to this too. And I'm actually on the East Coast right now. We'll be back in Hawaii in a couple weeks. So for those of you that are weathering the weather, it's not too bad. It's pretty nice weather over on the East Coast. And today, you know, so many baby boomers out there, and for a lot of you listeners who are agents and brokers with us, this is really important to know about these reverse mortgages and what we're going to talk about today, because it's huge amount of population that it really benefits. And in the old days, there was a stigma, and it's gone. These have changed completely. So for 62 and older, reverse mortgages have changed tremendously. Stephen Sless, who's a pro, he's going to fill us in. He's a director, branch manager with HomePoint Financial, and he's going to discuss the ins and outs, many changes and pluses to reverse mortgages. So important to be in the know, no matter who you are right now. Somebody you know, if you're not 62, someone you know is 62, right? And can take advantage of this. Steve will discuss in details why that's so important these days. He also provides HECM education across the country with his writings, live seminars, public speaking, and through national media. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Steve Sless. Hey there.
Hi, Natalie. How are you? Happy New Year.
Glad.
It's great to be with you.
Thank you. Happy, happy New Year. And we hope it's going to be a good one, huh?
It's absolutely. Absolutely. We think it will be.
Absolutely. So glad to have you back. And from what I understand, there's even has been changes since you were on over a year ago. So I'm so looking forward to this, because it sounds like with the changes, the lenders are becoming, you know, and the loans are becoming much more consumer-friendly than even in the old days. So tell us, what is a reverse mortgage?
So that's a great question, and that's a great place to start. So bottom line, a reverse mortgage is a certain type of home loan specifically designed for homeowners 62 years of age or older that own their home, and it has to be on their primary residence, okay? And it's a way to convert the equity in their home into tax-free income to supplement their retirement. So what we find, you mentioned there's been many changes, and there certainly have been over the year, and we'll get into those as we cover those changes during the show. But, you know, the reverse mortgage nowadays is a true retirement plan, and that's what we try to, when we teach our clients what a reverse mortgage is and how it works, the first step that we take is we start by asking them, what are your goals? You know, what are your retirement goals? What does your current financial plan look like now? What does your retirement portfolio look like now? And then we help them determine, by our teaching them how to use a reverse mortgage, we help them determine whether the program is going to be the right financial tool to provide them with peace of mind and financial security throughout their retirement. But in a nutshell, it's a home loan. It's a mortgage loan. However, the borrower, unlike traditional mortgages where there's a monthly payment requirement, there is no monthly payment requirement on this type of loan. It is specifically designed, and it's been around since the 1980s, since the late 1980s. It's specifically designed to help the senior baby boomer population live a better retirement.
So now it actually, in the old days, there was a stigma with reverse mortgages. People would say, okay, do it, but then they're going to eat up all your equity and you're not going to have any money at the end. So it's changed so much. So can we kind of compare, just so people that are thinking, hey, there's a stigma with this, can kind of get an idea how different it is?
So in the late 80s when the first loan came out, when the reverse mortgage first came out, okay, it was designed as a loan of last resort. All right. So homeowners who were cash strapped, who needed money for their retirement, looked to the reverse mortgage, and they were able to take large sums of money out in the form of cash. And over the years, what started to happen was that homeowners who couldn't really afford to maintain their home, you know, couldn't afford to keep up with the taxes and the insurance and the general upkeep on the home, they were taking reverse mortgages out. They were using all the cash that they were able to obtain for their retirement. They were using it for vacations or for home repairs, and the money was being depleted. Well, with a reverse mortgage, okay, there is no monthly, like we talked about, there's no monthly payment mm-hmm. requirement. So there is an interest rate. The interest, unlike traditional mortgages where the interest is paid every month, the interest accrues on the reverse mortgage over time. So if you take out a large sum of money, you're not making a monthly payment on it, the balance on your mortgage can increase over the life of your loan. And what was happening in the late 80s and the 90s and even into the early 2000s before many of these changes were made was you had homeowners who already couldn't afford their home, and giving them a large sum of cash wasn't really setting them up for retirement. It wasn't helping them. It wasn't creating a retirement income strategy or a retirement income plan. So a lot of the changes that have been made have turned the reverse mortgage into a financial tool now, where before it was just a loan of last resort. So what we see go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to make one thing. When we're talking about the old way it was before, you also had higher interest rates, right? So, for example, if you have a regular mortgage and your payment is split up and it's principal and interest, and then, of course, your taxes and insurance typically, right, if you have an escrow. The principal mm-hmm. is paying down on your loan. And so with a reverse mortgage in the old days and today, you're not paying down on that loan. That interest, there's no money being paid on the principal, so that money plus the interest is still going to be owed whenever somebody sells the house, passes away, or whatever happens later with the house, right? Is what's happening.
Correct. So the reverse mortgage becomes due. It comes due when the last homeowner leaves the home. Okay. Now, reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans. And what that means is that, let's say if you pass away and you're the last person to leave the home, that home still gets left to your heirs or your estate. Now, let's say if there's more owed, if you've been in a reverse mortgage for 20 years, and during that time there was never any monthly payments made, and over time the interest has accrued and you now wind up owing more on your reverse mortgage than what your heirs or what your estate can sell the home for, the reverse mortgage being a non-recourse loan makes it so that your heirs and your estate is not responsible for any overage. So if there's $200,000 owed on a $150,000 home, your heirs and your estate are not responsible for that $50,000 overage. And that's what makes the reverse mortgage what's called a non-recourse loan. And people don't really understand, you know, part of our teachings is to educate our clients and educate the families and the heirs and the people who are going to be responsible for taking over and handling this reverse mortgage once their loved ones are no longer around, you know, to educate them as to what happens when, okay, your mother might need a reverse mortgage or your grandparents might need a reverse mortgage, but here's what your responsibilities are going to be once they are no longer around. You know, as an industry, the industry as a whole, we need to do a better job of educating those people because they are the ones that are going to handle this afterwards. And part of the bad stigma from reverse mortgages over the years has been a lack of understanding about how that works once the homeowner has left the home.
Yeah, because I think people aren't paying down on the principal. So you look at the when they take the reverse mortgages now, though, with the interest rate only being 4%, for example, for as opposed to, you know, 18, 15, we were down, what, under 10 in the 90s, right? We went down to 9.5%, 8.5%. I'm assuming they were relatively comparatively the same as regular mortgages. I shouldn't assume that, but I'm assuming they were a lot higher, right, than they are now.
Well,
4%.
So reverse mortgage interest rates are not based on the 10-year Treasury bond or prime rates like traditional mortgage rates are based upon. So
Okay. Reverse
mortgage rates are based on the LIBOR. And that's just, it's another market that rates are based upon. In the interest of keeping this pretty short, because we only have an hour, you know, if anybody wants to learn more about the LIBOR and how interest rates are calculated on reverse mortgage, I recommend that, you know, they contact me directly and I can provide them with that information. But you don't see the constant movements with reverse mortgage interest rates that you do on traditional mortgage rates. Now, reverse mortgage rates are lower now than they have been in the past 5 years. And that's hugely beneficial for somebody who wants to preserve the equity in their home, you know, so the balance doesn't increase all that much over time, but still create a plan for retirement and still be able to work the reverse mortgage into their current retirement plan.
So that's fantastic. So how does somebody qualify for a reverse mortgage?
Sure. So to qualify for a reverse mortgage, you need to be at least 62 years of older or age or older. All right, you need to own the home as your primary residence. You need to have paid your taxes and insurance on time over the past 24 months. And then we also do what's called a financial assessment. And that's new. The financial assessment is new as of April of 2015. What we look at for the purpose of the financial assessment is really to evaluate the borrower's willingness and their ability to meet his or hers financial obligations. Okay. So the financial assessment is also used to determine whether or not the homeowner has kept up with their bills, whether or not they've proven that they are capable of covering the costs of owning a home. So we look at that as well. We also look at their income. So there are qualifications now with reverse mortgages that were not around just a year and a half ago. One of the issues that was occurring with reverse mortgages before was tax defaults. So you had homeowners that already could not afford to keep up with the taxes and the insurance on their home or the general upkeep on the home. And they were taking out a reverse mortgage. But if you can't afford your taxes and your insurance, you know, those people need to look at the bigger picture. Should they continue to own the home, or are they better off selling the home and moving into a lesser expensive property? So we look now to make sure that this homeowner is capable of owning a home and they can afford the costs that come along with owning the home. Even though there's no payment requirement on reverse mortgages, their obligations are still to occupy the home as their primary residence, to continue to pay the taxes and the insurance in a timely fashion. So we look at that, we look at their income, and we look at the big picture to make sure that this person is somebody who has proven over the years a willingness and an ability to continue with the responsibilities of owning that home.
For example, our real estate world, buying and selling homes, people, the lenders, when you get a loan or even an equity loan, they're going to look at your ratios. So do you guys do it as ratios as well, or, like, is it different? Like, is it 2.5 times the income that comes in monthly, or does that not really apply?
It's a little bit different with reverse mortgages. It's based on residual income. So residual income is calculated by taking the total monthly income from all sources, all right, and then subtracting their debts and monthly expenses. So we do a full analysis to pre-qualify a potential reverse mortgage borrower, reverse mortgage client, prior to telling them whether they qualify or not. Is not necessarily how it is on traditional mortgages.
So would they still, though, like, just say even Steven, just to make it in a kind of very basic. Just say it's a $200,000 house that somebody's thinking about going and buying, you know, selling their house and just buying another house for $200,000. Or say that they say, hey, you know, I have enough, I could just stay in my home, and you're going to say it's worth $200,000, just so we give an example. If the person couldn't qualify for the $200,000 mortgage to go buy a new home, right, or a resale, would they still possibly qualify under the reverse mortgage, or only like if they have a small loan, or only if they don't have a loan? I'm just trying to get an idea, because it seems like from what I'm hearing and what I've learned about it, it seems like you still qualify for more on a reverse based on whatever equity's in your house and whatever else, you know, they're going to give you, than you would on another purchase. Does that, that's
right.
A loaded
so
question,
the
but
general,
I'm trying to look at, yeah, because your way of qualifying is very different, it seems to me.
So the in general, somebody on a reverse mortgage, a homeowner is going to be able to qualify for roughly 50 to 75%, depending on their age, of the appraised value of the home. All right. And that's
okay.
That's a broad number, because it depends, you know, it's based on lifetime, it's based on a life expectancy. So somebody who's 62 years old is going to qualify for less money than somebody who is 82 years old. However,
right.
And we'll get into this later on in the show, there are benefits, there's huge benefits of doing a reverse mortgage the earlier you are, because there's a line of credit involved, and we'll get into that. But to answer your question, so after we qualify a potential reverse mortgage borrower, if we deem that that particular borrower does not meet certain qualifications, there is a chance that they still could qualify for the reverse mortgage and have what's called a LISA, or a lifetime expectancy set aside. And what the LISA is it's an amount of money that is set aside. It's based on the age of the youngest borrower, and it's almost like an escrow account for reverse mortgages. It's put in it's there to cover the taxes and the insurance for this borrower. So if somebody, you know, somebody can still qualify for the reverse mortgage, but they've shown over the past 2 years they've had some issues covering their property taxes, or if their overall credit report shows that, you know what, the underwriter feels that this particular borrower would be better suited and better protect it with a lifetime expectancy set aside, we would then put a portion of money that they qualify for in a separate escrow account almost, and that is used to cover their taxes and the insurance. So it's not that they – now, certain people just don't qualify, and that might be the case.
Right.
But in most cases, if you have equity in the home and you're of age, there's a very good likelihood that we could qualify you for the reverse mortgage. It just might be with this lifetime expectancy set aside,
when they
which
do
to
the,
me
that
it,
makes
it,
sense.
Is a benefit.
Yeah. Right, because but out of that lifetime expectancy set aside, the taxes and insurance are being paid, right? It's like doing an escrow account, basically.
Correct.
So can they still pull cash out of their house if they're doing it that way?
They absolutely could. And it's going to come down to how much they owe on their home and how much the appraisal on the property is. So we look at every scenario individually. There's no cookie cutter approach here. So the first thing that we do is we find out what the homeowner's goals are. We educate them about how a reverse mortgage can help them obtain their goals that they've laid out for us. We qualify them based on credit, we qualify them based on income, and then we show them how a reverse mortgage and if a reverse mortgage can fit and be worked into their existing or their not-so-existing retirement plan. You know, we speak
it's
to clients
yeah.
every day who are in their mid-60s who, you know what, they're still working hard, they're still working 40, 50 hours a week, you know, they're good people that just... You know, in the old days, you retired from a job that you were at for 40 years, you got a pension and you got a gold watch and you went on with your life. Nowadays, retirement
right.
is different. And so the reverse mortgage has adapted over the years to help these homeowners who are either struggling to come up with a retirement plan or just want to enhance their current retirement plan.
Right. Or maybe they don't have one. I mean, a lot of people don't necessarily have one at all. I mean, I hear
sure.
that a lot.
A lot of people are just worried about getting by day to day. You know, they're living paycheck to paycheck, and they can't really
right.
think about retirement. But retirement is around the corner. You know, there's more baby boomers now than ever before. You know, we're in an aging population, and you know, there's been a lot of studies out there from, you know, Harvard University just did a study, you know, saying that a reverse mortgage is a realistic solution to the United States and aging in place. You know, we help people age in place. You know, if the first thing we ask them, is this the home that you want to remain in for the rest of your life? And if it is, we're going to help you stay there for the rest of your life, and we're going to teach you how to use a reverse mortgage to help do that.
Because I think one of the problems people end up in, if they're in a house and then they want to travel or do other things and don't have a lot of cash, and the cash is in the equity, right? I mean, the money is in the equity in the home, and they don't want to move. It sounds like this is an ideal situation with what you just said. It just depends. So you actually, and you're covering, I mean, for our listeners, tell us the states. You can put people in touch anywhere, I'm pretty sure, with anywhere if you don't cover it. But just how many states are you in now?
We are licensed in my office. We're licensed in over half the country. We're in 28 states. And, you know, our approach is to, even though we can't physically be and sit in our borrowers' living rooms with them, the service that we provide makes it seem like we are right there with them in person. So we have local agents in every single state that we're licensed in that will go out to sit with our clients, help them complete paperwork, help them make copies of documents. We make it a very easy and streamlined process. Towards the end of the show, we'll do a quick rundown of what the process is. So if somebody is interested in moving forward with a reverse mortgage, how to get in touch with us. And then what the process is. You know, there's about five steps to obtaining a reverse mortgage. The first step is education and contacting us, and then there's other steps that, you know, and we'll walk them through each and every step individually to tell them how they can get one if they're interested. But we're in over half the country. We do a lot of business all across the country, in West Coast, East Coast. You know, Texas is a great reverse mortgage state for us. The good people in Texas, we do a lot of business for them down there. And we're still expanding. So we hope to be in over 30 states by the end of the year.
I love it. I love it. This is a perfect time for you to give your contact information, though, also, even though we'll do it again later. Why don't you go ahead and tell us the best way for everybody to reach you.
Yep. So my direct number is 443-901-7680. Again, Steve is my first name. Sless is my last name, S-L-E-S-S. I am with Home Point Financial. We are a leader in the reverse mortgage industry. We are a top 10 direct reverse mortgage lender. And that's important, too, to point out, Natalie. It's important to work with a direct reverse mortgage lender. You know, some of the things that set us apart, for instance, my office, we have my entire team, which includes our processing department, our underwriting department. Everything is done under one roof here. And that really streamlines
that
the process, and
it
helps us provide just a fantastic customer service experience to all of our clients.
I love it. That's definitely important. And let me get your website and your email, if that's okay with you. I know some people get
out
emails, they don't. Okay.
Yeah, so my email is sless, like my last name, S-L-E-S-S, at homepointfinancial.com. And the company website is very simple. It's www.homepointfinancial.com. And there's a whole reverse mortgage section on the website. Or you can search my name, Steven Sless, in the website, and it'll take you right to my individual page. And that's the best way to get in contact with me.
Fantastic. And everybody knows they can always go radio at Realty Universe or get in touch with us, too, and we'll forward it to you. But I wanted them to have it directly from you now. They're putting so many things. I do have a question. I was reading somewhere. Can this affect anyone's Medicaid and their Social Security at all? Are there pros and cons to it?
Great question. And so we get that question a lot. So the answer is Social Security and Medicare are not affected. It will not affect those benefits. Medicaid, with Medicaid, it depends on how much money you take up front. So there's what I would advise is to speak to us about what your concerns are, speak to us about if you're on Medicaid or not, and then we can help customize a way and structure the reverse mortgage specifically for somebody who is on Medicaid so those benefits do not get affected.
So I guess there's a limit of how much you can make, and so this is going to count as income, or is it just a limit of assets? Is why, because when you pull the cash out, there's assets that you have.
Well, certain states have different certain states have different parameters as to you know, how much money you can have in a specific bank account, and if that affects your ability to be able to have Medicaid. Revert the funds and proceeds from a reverse mortgage is not considered technically income because it's a loan. Eventually, this loan does get paid back, and it does get paid back with interest. The proceeds are also tax-free. So whatever money you get from the reverse mortgage, that's another thing that comes up all the time. Well, if I take this large amount of money, I don't want to have to pay taxes on it. There is no taxes whatsoever that is paid on the proceeds of a reverse mortgage.
So is that like in the real estate world, and I'm talking for the United, speaking prominently about the United States because there's different rules in other countries, et cetera. But if you're in the United States and you're single and you own a property and you've lived in it the last 2 of 5 years, and it wasn't a 1031 exchange, there's a few other changes with 1031s. But if you've lived in it, hypothetically, 2 of 5 years, you don't have to pay any taxes if you sell it on up to $250,000. And if you're married, you don't have to pay any up to $500,000. Of course, you need to talk to your accountant, et cetera, to see what the actual numbers are going to be based on cost basis, et cetera. So are you saying, for example, on a reverse mortgage, say it was a $600,000 amount cash out that they got and it went over that, there's no taxes no matter what the amount is?
There's no taxes on the proceeds and funds that a homeowner can receive from a reverse mortgage.
Okay, so they're taking it
because
out
it, because
as
it
a,
is
as
it,
less.
It, at the
it
end, end of the day it is
okay.
It is a loan. It's a cash out refinance. So and the funds do eventually get paid back. It provides
right.
the homeowner with the ability to enhance their retirement and have more peace of mind now without any tax implications.
I love it. And the interest rate, what's the interest rate right now, approximately?
There's a fixed rate option for reverse mortgages, and there's also a variable rate option, which is, again, based on that LIBOR. So if anybody wants to learn about the difference between the variable rate and the fixed rate, I'd advise them to call me, and we'll set up a time to examine this together. Right now, reverse interest rates on the variable are in the low fours. I'd say between 4 to 4.5%. Fixed rates are a little bit higher, a little bit closer to 5%. So very, very, very low rates. Now, there's also a growth rate on a line of credit that you can structure with a reverse mortgage. And to me, and I want to get into this a little bit, because to me, this is the most important feature of the reverse mortgage, is the line of credit. So a lot of companies now are starting to call it the standby reverse mortgage. And what we're seeing is this new way to use a reverse mortgage, and it's basically a new way to structure a reverse mortgage for those who don't necessarily need a lot of cash right now, but they want to plan for retirement in the future. And this is, we spoke a little bit earlier about how who qualifies for more money, and those who are younger qualify for a little bit less money than those who are older do. But the benefit of getting a reverse mortgage, the earliest that you can get into it, is the growth that you receive on a line of credit. So I actually, Natalie, I have a scenario in front of me on my computer right now, and what I did was I took a homeowner, and I plugged their age in here. Let me get to this. I do want to go over this with you briefly. So for somebody who is 64 years old, okay, I based this on a home value of $300,000, okay, and a current mortgage balance of $50,000. All right,
okay.
So $300,000 is the value. This person owes $50,000. They're 64 years old. The first thing that we would do is we would pay off the $50,000 mortgage. Therefore, we eliminate any payment that comes with that mortgage, all right, freeing their monthly cash flow and freeing their finances up. So the $50,000 is gone. They now have zero monthly mortgage requirement every month. Now, they still are required to cover the taxes and the insurance, but they have no monthly mortgage payment. In addition, this person qualifies for a large sum of money, you know, and over and above the $50,000 that they qualify for. So
would
in addition
to
paying off the mortgage,
right? Okay.
Well, in addition to paying off the mortgage, this particular borrower would qualify for $104,000. Of
cash
that $104,000,
oh, go ahead.
If they wanted to take it, right. So for this particular person, let's say they were to say, Steve, you know what, I have some credit cards I want to pay off. I have some home repairs that I want to do. So I want to take a portion of this money up front, and then I really just want to focus on planning for retirement. So let's say they needed, I don't know, $25,000 up front. So we can provide them with $25,000 up front and then a line of credit for $80,000. All right. Now, this line of credit is a unique line of credit. It's very unique specifically to reverse mortgages because it's a growing line of credit. This line of credit is going to grow by 1.25% over and above the start interest rate on their loan. So this person's interest rate would be, as of today, the interest rate would be 4.3. So if you take 4.3,
if you do a variable
plus,
or not a fixed, right?
It's on a variable rate, correct. Fixed rate, they would be required to take all the money that they qualify for up front in one lump sum. And there are those homeowners that say, you know what, I just want the money. I'm better off managing my own money, or I have specific plans for this amount of money. I want to buy a vacation home, or I want to pay off all of my debt, and it's going to total the amount of money that I qualify for. But for those who want to plan for retirement later on down the road, this line of credit is going to grow by 5.55%. So this person's 64 years old. Their line of credit is going to start at $80,000. Well, let me tell you what that line of credit grows to. I'm going to tell you what it grows to in 5 years. I'm going to tell you what it grows to in 10 years and 15 years, because this is the best way to take a reverse mortgage and plan for retirement. So bear with me here for one second while this pulls up. And for anybody who's interested in a no cost, no obligation, customized proposal, this is what we do for our clients all day long. You know, we help
fantastic.
Them. We can tweak this and customize it in numerous different ways. So 5 years from now, assuming that the client doesn't tap into that home equity line of credit, that they just want to sit there and let that line of credit grow. 5 years from now, it grows all the way up to $105,000 that they have access to.
The 80,000. I mean, the 80,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Goes to 105.
In 5 years,
so
is now $105,000.
So they've made $25,000 in 5 years. So that 80 is going to make $5,000 a year.
So the growth rate is going to grow on that line of credit by 1.25% over the interest rate. So on this line of credit would be growing and compounding 5.55% using today's rates. And I'm just doing a very general scenario here. But yes,
that's pretty good.
In 10 years. So this is somebody that's 64 years old. So let's say they're planning, you know, they at 80 years old, they want to know how much money they're going to get. Or at 84 years old, they want to know how much money they're going to get. If they make it 20 years, okay, this line of credit is now $241,000. And it started from a little over 80. This particular scenario right here is why every single homeowner that's over the age of 62 should at least inquire about a reverse mortgage and learn how a reverse mortgage can fit into their retirement plan.
The company's taking annuities or doing something because they're guaranteeing that money. But if it's a variable plan, though, it can go up. How on the LIBOR, with the LIBOR, with the reverse mortgage, if you're doing it variably, when does it go up? Is it every 6 months, 1 year, every year it can change? Or not on the money
on this particular LIBOR, it's called the annual LIBOR. So it's it adjusts one time per year, and there's rate caps to protect the homeowner. So the rate cannot go up more than 2% per year, and it cannot go up more than 5% during the entire lifetime of their loan.
Correct.
So the homeowner is protected from rate spikes. Now, as the interest rate goes up, however, the growth in the line of credit also goes up. So for somebody who just wants to take advantage of this line of credit and use the line of credit to supplement their retirement income, or even better, this line of credit protects their other assets. So if you have a 401k, or you have an IRA, or you have stocks and bonds, and other retirement assets that you don't want to touch, you can leave those to work for you. You know, if you've already have, you know, accounts with financial advisors, those can be left alone. You can use the reverse mortgage as the tax-free income that you need to supplement your retirement income, to not have to tap into those assets as quickly. Other clients of ours use it to delay taking Social Security. You know, and I would advise, you know, you want to talk to, you know, if you have a financial advisor, you want to talk to your own personal financial advisor when it comes to tax implications where, you know, with your other assets, and is it better to leave those alone, and is it better to delay Social Security or take it early? But many people don't realize that if you delay Social Security to over, and don't take it until you're over 70 years old, you get about 25% more. So a lot of our clients are coming to us in their young 60s, and they're saying, Steve, I want to delay taking Social Security, so I'm going to use the reverse mortgage to supplement my retirement income, so at 70 years old, I'm able to take Social Security and receive a large portion more than I would rather than taking it at 64 or 65.
Well, tell us, okay, so if somebody finds, okay, so tell us how it works that if they take the fixed rate, you said it's about 5%, if they take the fixed rate, but then under the fixed rate. So under the 5%, why do they force them to take the whole amount if they do it that way when they don't under the variable?
Yeah, so HUD and FHA have very specific criteria and guidelines when it comes to reverses. So the variable rate program does give you more options when it comes to having this line of credit that grows over time. And you can also schedule regular monthly payments. That's another way to access the reverse mortgage.
With the variable.
You know, so if we have, with a variable rate. With a fixed rate, there's one option, and that's to take all the money that you qualify for up front. Now, sometimes if you have a client who doesn't qualify for any additional money, their goal is just to pay off their existing mortgage, and their house doesn't value it enough to provide them with any additional cash, a fixed rate might be a very clever way to go, especially if it's a borrower who's concerned about having a variable rate and doesn't want, you know, just wants this peace of mind and the satisfaction of their rate staying the same every month. But
the only thing they'd have to do is check with their Medicaid, right, to make sure they're – I mean, because I think Medicaid's really if somebody – when you get older, because I know with Medicaid people, if they – you can't hardly have any – if you're younger and use it, but if when you get older, it's a supplement to your insurance, I believe, isn't it, pretty much?
I believe so. And so the bottom line is we want to speak to every single borrower and client that we work
with. So you can get this straight.
Lay out their goals, map out their goals, discuss with them, you know, their concerns, discuss with them their family's concerns and their heirs' concerns. But then also, you know, figure out, look, are you on Medicaid? Do we need to plan and customize this reverse mortgage around your Medicaid? So it's all about just finding out
really
what our client's specific goals are and taking it from there. It's very customizable.
I love it. If they go with a 5% fixed rate and they have to pull all the cash out, is there any type of savings program like you have on the variable rate for that extra monies that are going to be due? You know, because they have they're going to have interest is going to be accruing on the money that's on the loan. Is there anything that's done with that in planning, or no? Is that pretty much?
No, the money would basically be theirs, and they would invest it or put it in an account that they best see fit. You know, most of the time when we explain to our clients the difference and the unique benefits between the variable rate program and the fixed rate program, most opt nowadays, especially to go with the variable rate, especially because rates are so low right now, and the growth rates are fantastic on the line of credit. Not many circumstances where it's going to make sense to opt for the fixed rate. But every once in a while, you have somebody that just says, you know what, Steve, I don't care about the line of credit. I just want my cash, and I just want a fixed rate. And if that's their goals, and we take the time still to educate them about what they can qualify for and the differences between each and every program that we could help structure for them. Look, if someone wants a fixed rate and they want all the cash, great for them.
Fantastic. Really.
But so I also what I'm doing here, Natalie, is I took out. Let's say this particular client that we were just talking about has no mortgage and does not want a dollar of money. Okay, this is somebody who, let's say, this person already has a pretty high net worth. but they want to supplement their retirement. They have, you know, let's say they already have $100,000 or $200,000 in other assets, but they don't want to touch that. They want to use the reverse mortgage to plan for retirement. In this particular case, if this person takes zero money and does not have a mortgage to pay off, they qualify for a line of credit to start out at $155,000. And this is a 64-year-old borrower based on an appraised value of $300,000.
Okay.
Let's look at what the growth is. Let's look at what the growth is on this, and because this is the new kind of the new trend with reverse mortgages is your high net worth clientele now reaching out to us to plan for retirement. Not necessarily, you know, homeowners using this as a loan of last resort. We're also starting to hear from a lot of financial advisors and retirement planners, you know, looking into this for their clients and figuring out a way for their clients to, you know, maximize their retirement. So I'm pulling this chart up for you right now.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions, Natalie, about the line of credit?
No, I mean, it's just it sounds fantastic. No, I guess the only other thing, let's see, if somebody takes some money and they pull the cash out, I'm trying to think if they don't pull all the cash out. So on the line of credit, if they did a variable rate and they said, okay, I'm only going to pull, say they could have $100,000 cash, right? On the variable rate, because you said they can make payments can be made, et cetera, they could pull maybe $60,000 cash out and then leave the rest there, right? And then still work with it with the variable. So you can take whatever amount you want, right? Is there some type of formula where they can only take a minimum amount out on the variable, or it doesn't matter?
Well, so So on the money that they qualify for, they can access up to 60% of that money in year number one. So the payout is over a course of a year. So they qualify for 60% of the money that they qualify for in total upfront, and the remainder would automatically, if they chose the variable rate, go into the line of credit. Okay. Now I pulled up this scenario. So this is the person again who's taking not a dollar of cash. Their line of credit in 5 years is $204,000. In 10 years is $269,000. In 20 years is $468,000. And this is a line of credit that started at $155,000.
So they're basically, when the banks are not paying anything, they're basically paying about 5% a year?
Well, it's a growth rate. So this isn't necessarily interest. This is a growth rate. So if this homeowner passed away in 5 years, they don't get to leave the growth to their estate or to their heirs. This is growth specifically for them because the older you get, the more money you qualify for.
So they live 20 years and they want to keep taking the money out. How does that work? With that, they can take it out when they want.
Absolutely. You take it out if and when you want it. You know, and it's just going to depend on their goals. If they want to let it sit there and let it grow over time, then they let it sit there and let it grow, knowing that if they're working towards a plan to take this money out in 20 years, it's better to start at age 62 or 63 rather than to start at 72 and not be able to access the full growth potential of this line of credit.
Now, why wouldn't that, if I was to do that when I was 62, why wouldn't that pass on to my heirs if there was money growing there? Why is it that part of the program where it doesn't, that growth portion doesn't pass on, but you can take it yourself? Just curious.
So the line of credit, if it's never touched, it's never owed. The line of credit is specifically only for the homeowner to access while they're alive and living in the home. The line of credit, if you were to pass away with still $100,000 in the line of credit, that line of credit goes away. It's almost like the $100,000 was never there. What your heirs are going to owe is they're going to owe whatever amount of money is owed on the reverse mortgage. So the amount of money that you took plus the amount of interest that accrues over the life of the loan, and that's the money that they would then owe once you were no longer here.
No, it just makes sense. I'm just trying to understand the growth of what that's going to be worth, that amount's going to be worth, that loan. They can actually take that money, right? That's what I'm trying to make sure I'm covering to where it's – yeah, that sounds really good. It's so that $100,000, if it's going to increase, or the $80,000 is going to increase to in 5 years to $105,000, they can take that on that line of credit. But then that money has to be See, it sounds like with that savings plan, though, you guys, I'm not sure how you guys get covered if the amount grows so much more than what the equity is in the house. I guess it doesn't matter, huh? It's just calculated out.
Well,
it
so, so there's FHA mortgage, there's a mortgage insurance premium, which is through FHA.
Oh, okay.
And that, okay, that protects it. It protects the borrower, it protects the borrower's heirs, and it also protects the lender on the loan.
Okay, that's
the FHA
that
insurance.
Okay.
The FHA, the insurance is either going to be 0.5% or 2.5% upfront, and then 1.25% per year on the balance of the loan. And it's going to depend on the upfront. Is going to depend on the initial disbursement. So what we would do is we would do a scenario workup with our client and tell them what your specific mortgage insurance would be upfront. And then we would do a whole overview of what the fees are on the loan. So it's a very transparent process. Working with us and my team, we do the first thing that we do is we qualify you to make sure that this is something that's going to benefit you. We qualify for you based on your credit and income. We discuss your goals. We have a general discussion about your overall retirement plan and how this can be worked into that retirement plan. And then we have a full disclosure of what the fees are so the homeowner can sit back and make a well-informed and an educated decision whether this is the right move for them or not.
So so much better than the old days. It's definitely a good, sounds like such a great program.
It's night and day. It truly is. I mean, I definitely would recommend anybody who has even looked in the reverse mortgage in the past, if you looked into the reverse mortgage in the past and it wasn't right for you, you owe it to yourself to at least give it one more overlook. Give it a look again. You know, call us or call your local reverse mortgage professional. Speak to somebody who specifically is going to discuss working the reverse mortgage into your retirement plan. You know, that nowadays is the best way to maximize your retirement potential, to have financial security, and to have peace of mind throughout your retirement. To use all of the resources that are available to you, the reverse mortgage only being one resource that could help enhance their retirement.
So you said if the house is worth $300,000, say somebody owes $100,000 on a mortgage, they're probably going to be able to get the house, the mortgage gets paid off and they get $50,000 cash if they wanted it, or it can be structured several ways, right? Pretty much, I'm just looking at it.
So somebody, I'm going to use the same age of 64. So for somebody that's 64 years old, $300,000, that owes $100,000, after the $100,000 is paid off, they are eligible for about $50,000. You hit it right.
Okay,
now right on the
let's
head.
Take
You're
a, let's
good.
Take a
catching on quick.
I know I've been in this a little bit. Well, no, but it's different. But let's take somebody that's say 78. We'll do 70. Just take 78 or 80, and because you told me you told us that as they get older, it's going to be the formula is different, right? It can be up to 75%.
Correct.
Okay, so let's just do
that
one.
So let's plug in somebody that was born in 1939. All right, and we're going to use the same home value of $300,000 and same payoff of $100,000. So this person who was born in 1939, after their mortgage is paid off, they qualify for about $80,000.
Okay, so they could take if they took the $80,000 in one lump sum, right? If they took it in one lump sum, that's one thing at around 5%. And if they don't take it in one lump sum, it can be worked out as a variable. Then they would get 60% of that the first year.
For this particular person, they qualify for $80,000 after the $100,000 is paid off. Now, of that $80,000, $20,000 is available to them during the first year. So the disbursements are broken up differently, and it's because we have the $100,000 mortgage to pay off first. If that mortgage didn't have to be paid off, or if that mortgage wasn't there, this particular homeowner would qualify for more cash up front. So this person is eligible to take $20,000 in cash up front, and if they do so, then that would leave their line of credit, which is going to grow at 1.25% over the interest rate. They're going to have a line of credit of $60,000, a little bit over $60,000.
That's if they do variable. If they wanted to do so, if they and the line of credit, the 60, you can't. How quickly can you use that if you want? on the line of credit.
So after 1 year, during the first year, this person would only have access to $20,000.
Okay.
Whether they put that into the line of credit and drawed it and took a draw on it, or whether they took it in the form of cash up front, $20,000 would be the cap year number one. After year number one, they have access to all the funds, and they can draw it as they see fit.
And if they did the fixed rate, the 5%, can they take it all out at once after you pay the 100, or that's different? You have to. There's still draws.
So if they did the fixed rate, they would qualify for only the $20,000 that's available in year number one, and they would have to take that money up front.
And when would they get the rest
Well, the rest of the money would not be available. That's where the clear benefit of the variable rate comes into play. There's many, many more options with the variable rate that are not available on the fixed rate program.
Okay.
Now,
so that makes
if this
a bit,
was
that's
a home, if this
one.
Was
that's
a homeowner
deal.
That absolutely is. Now, if this is a homeowner that says, you know what, I don't really care. I don't care if I, you know, really about the money. I just want to pay off my mortgage. I want to free up my finances. So, on a $100,000 loan, this person could have a mortgage of $1,000 a month or $1,200 a month. So just eliminating that monthly payment would free up their cash flow, providing them with additional peace of mind. They might not be so concerned about the extra cash.
No,
they
great.
Might just want a fixed rate and they might want to pay off their mortgage.
And it really makes sense, though, where you but that $80,000 where that you said they qualify basically for $80,000, how long does it take before they can get that $80,000 out of there?
So during the year number one, $20,000 is available. After year number one, they have access to all of the funds, and they can draw it as they need it. So they would receive a statement in the mail every month, and they would receive a statement in the mail from their service provider every month detailing what the amount of money on the mortgage is, how much the balance is, what's available in their line of credit, and then they would be able to access funds from the line of credit if and when they see fit.
And it's fantastic you actually customize and figure it all out on each one. I know I'm getting specific, and it's really this helps out a lot, I think, for people listening to it. And then they definitely need to talk to you guys to go through and let you customize it, see what makes sense, plus and minus. It sounds fantastic. Very different than.
And that's what we do. I mean, we're licensed mortgage professionals. You know, that's another key. You got to make sure you're working with somebody who is licensed in the state that you are living in. And as you know, licensed mortgage professionals, our job is to protect the interest of the client. And for us, you know, to make sure that this is a program that number one they understand. So we take a lot of time to really get into the nitty-gritty, to lay out all the details. You know, our initial conversations with our clients sometimes go an hour, maybe even 2 hours long.
Sure.
It's important to us, though, for our client to understand how the program works, for us to understand what is going to work for them. You know, we're not just going to put out a cookie-cutter approach. Here's how much money you qualify for, and here's how much money we're going to set it up for you to take. They might need the money. They might not need the money. So it's all about finding out their goals, really taking the time to listen to what their goals are, what are your concerns, and then let's customize a way for this to address your concerns and really just provide you with that extra peace of mind that most of our clients are really searching
Fantastic.
For.
Fantastic, yeah. And if somebody doesn't have a mortgage, can they get that cash up front if they don't have a mortgage at all?
For somebody who doesn't have a mortgage, they qualify in the best way. So they're going
to
qualify for more money than somebody who otherwise we would have to pay off a mortgage for.
Right, that's fantastic.
Now the benefit for that particular person might not be as clear, you know, because if they don't have a mortgage payment, they don't have that monthly outlay of money going out of their bank account every single month. But what we find is those who are free and clear and they don't have a mortgage, those are typically the clients of ours that are really looking to the future and they're looking to plan for retirement. They're looking to use this line of credit and access it in the very best way possible to provide them with as much money as they can possibly get, allowing them to preserve the rest of their retirement assets and not touch anything else, to use the reverse mortgage first to plan for retirement and leave everything else be.
It's fantastic. Great. Well, this has been a pleasure. What else would you like to add to in the addition? It's kind of we have about 5 minutes left, believe it or not. I knew this would go by really fast as last time.
Wow, time flies, doesn't it? Unbelievable.
It does, yes. know.
So, but I'd like to add, so there's also a little known way to use the reverse mortgage, and it's called the reverse mortgage for purchase. Okay. So in 2009, the Federal Housing Administration introduced a new product, and it was new to the industry, and they call it the reverse mortgage for purchase. And what it does is it allows older Americans to buy a home now using a reverse mortgage. Instead of purchasing the home and then doing a reverse mortgage, you can now purchase the home with a reverse mortgage. And this is a way to use this program that is very little known. Very few homeowners are taking advantage of this. It's a great way to buy a home. So let's say somebody in Maryland, where we are today, let's say somebody in Maryland is looking to move to Florida, and they have a $400,000 home in Maryland that they're going to sell. They want to buy a $200,000 home in Florida. They sell their home in Maryland. They cash out on whatever, you know, money is coming to them from the proceeds of the sale. And then they can use a portion of the money that they get from the sale of their home to put it down towards the home to now qualify them for the reverse mortgage. So the percentages are the same. You qualify with the reverse mortgage purchase for about 50 to 70%. Let's say somebody who's in their young 60s, about 50%. So in a $200,000 home purchase, you would need to put down about $100,000 on the home. Now you're in a reverse mortgage. You never have a monthly mortgage payment. You just bought a $200,000 home for $100,000 cash. Now you're still responsible for the homeowner's insurance and the property tax. And I think, Natalie, we could have a whole show specifically just around the reverse mortgage for purchase. But it is a fantastic way for homeowners to either downsize or to just, you know, let's say you want to move to a warmer climate. It's pretty cold here in Baltimore today. It's in the 40s. Florida, I think, is in the 70s today. So if you're moving, or if you have too much home and you just want to downsize and move to something that's just more suitable for your age now and for you know, how you're able to get around. If you have a three-story home, maybe you need a two-story home, you should look into purchasing the home with a reverse mortgage. It's a fantastic way to take advantage of the program, to use all the benefits of the reverse mortgage, and to not have any mortgage payments.
Let's get you back for that, too, because I agree we could do a whole show on that just alone.
Absolutely. And that's a fantastic it's a fantastic asset for a real estate agent to have, you know, to sell more homes and to help borrowers qualify for, you know, even more home than they think they can qualify for. If you have a client that's looking at a $200,000 home and they qualify for that, imagine telling them you can buy this $200,000 home for $100,000 down in cash and not have a mortgage payment. It's an unbelievable way to help real estate agents sell more homes by helping people afford a home during retirement without any mortgage payments.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And it's with the rates so low now, it's a good time to do things.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So, Van, I love it. Thank you very much for coming on today.
It's my pleasure. I appreciate you having me on.
I can't think of any more questions I have other than let's give your contact information again, too, because
sure.
I'm sure we're going to get a lot of people that are going to – okay.
So anybody that wants to contact me, you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty prevalent on LinkedIn. Just search me, Stephen Sless, on LinkedIn. If you want to contact me directly, my direct number at the office is 443-901-7680. Email is S, like my first name, Steve, Sless, S-L-E-S-S, at homepointfinancial.com. And our website is homepointfinancial.com. Search reverse mortgages or just search me by name, Stephen Sless, and you'll be able to reach out to me and contact me. If you want a no-obligation proposal or if you're a real estate agent that wants to learn more about the reverse mortgage for purchase, I would love to speak with you.
Yeah, I want to get you on. That's huge. I mean, it just ties in with it's just a fantastic program. We have so many baby boomers, too. Population's really, really going to need it. So very, very great. Well, thank you, Steve, and we want to have you back. I'll talk to you definitely soon about the reverse mortgage for purchase because we're getting into that spring market.
For sure.
And a lot of people aren't even going to be aware of it, you know. So
yeah,
thank you
sure.
very
I
much.
I look forward to being back. Thank you very much. Happy New Year again. Happy New Year to all the listeners as well.
Happy, happy New Year. And to all of you out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.